And thank you, Greg. And we're talking this morning about the Princess Ball, which will be coming up in February. And we've got our guests this morning, Susie King and Leslie Taylor, here with us. And glad to have them here. And, of course, Leslie with Benton Electric. And it's unseasonably warm at 65 in January.
Unseasonably warm, but I would prefer this over the temperatures we experienced in December. So
yes.
I will take it.
It's better on our bills too, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely.
Only negative is you get scared when it gets too warm in the wintertime because storms are following.
That's never a good thing. We always keep an eye on that. But we were discussing that this morning, that it's never a good sign when it's this warm.
Yeah.
So hopefully we will skate through this one.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Well, this morning talking about the Princess Ball. And Susie, how are you this morning?
Just beyond happy.
Well, that's good.
And I wanted to welcome Leslie.
Yes.
Let everybody know Leslie is a new board member on the Arts Commission, so we're really, really happy to have her. And she's going to help talk through a bunch of stuff. We'll talk about the Princess Ball, but a lot of stuff is going on. So she's got several hats that she can share this morning. The first thing I want to talk about is the volunteer roundup and recognition, which is this Sunday, 3:30 to 4:30 at the Alts Arts Center. There will be light refreshments, and we are calling for help. We need all kinds of help. Things are getting really busy at the Arts Center, and we can use help of all sorts. There are forms you can fill out either online or at the Art Center and pick the kinds of things that you would like to be involved in, everything from helping set up for events to helping me weed in the gardens. The gardens is kind of my baby, always lots of help. And we're going to be thanking and recognizing some volunteers. So,
what time is that again?
That is this Sunday, January 15, 3:30 to 4:30 at the Art Center.
So this is for anyone who's interested in volunteering?
Yes.
They can come. Okay.
And there's
perfect.
Your flyer.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you.
And current volunteers that have volunteered in the past, we would love for you to come so we can recognize you and celebrate you and have some refreshments and just fellowship.
Yeah.
Yes.
And a lot of place organizations, sometimes, I don't want to say you take it for granted, but they wouldn't make it without good volunteers.
We would not be able to do the things we do without lots of volunteer help.
Yes, it's the foundation of the center.
So. Yeah, I know you appreciate them, but it's nice to recognize.
It is nice to recognize.
Yeah. So this Sunday from 3:30 to 4:30, and as you mentioned, Susie, volunteers are needed. So anyone who has a love for the arts or just wants to see that our kids who have a love for the arts.
Arts or gardens, either one.
Yeah.
We can use lots of volunteers. So we will invite anybody with any interest to come and ask questions and sign up if possible. So then that leads to the
Princess Ball.
Well, Princess Ball.
Jumping ahead.
No, you are good. I'll let Susie go ahead and talk about the Princess Ball some because that seems to be one of the more popular events at the Art Center.
That'll be here before you know it.
Yes, it will be here before you know it. Tickets go off sale February 6th because everything is personalized. Personalized name tags, place tags at the tables. It's very elegant. Your ticket price, which is $50 per ticket, includes a tiara and a take-home memory gift for the girls, flowers for both the gals and the guys, a complimentary photo, and the elegant dinner prepared by Chef Kelly and crew. Sure to please both the girls and the boys, the fellas, and the dance will be DJ'd by Devin Ross. And that is happening February 11, 6 to 9 p.m. at the Kentucky Dam Convention Center.
Yeah. This has been a big event over the years, too.
Yes. I was on the flyer that is in front of me. I was surprised to see that it's our 10th annual. So,
yes.
A decade of
fun.
The Princess Ball. So, it's a very popular event.
And
I enjoy seeing the pictures that follow that event.
And we're going to have some Disney princesses there this year. We had one last year. We may have more than one, but we have definitely one. And the tickets are available at both Calvert and Hardin Libraries and at the Art Center. But the Art Center hours are only 9 to 2, Monday through Thursday. Okay. But you can call there, leave a message if you can't, and then you can call me at 270-493-0087, and I will hook you up if those places are not convenient. The center number is 270-252-7022.
All right, so make your plans for that. February 11th is the actual date, but you do need to get tickets in advance, obviously.
Yes, and ticket sale. We will not sell tickets after February 6th because there's so much individualization. It's a princess ball, so we kind of do it up big.
Well, it's a fun event, especially for the young ladies, and many instances, it's the first time they've been able to get dressed up like this.
Yes, so. They get all dressed up. And it's a daddy-daughter date. And the original concept of this came by Ann Riley, good old Ann Riley. Mm-hmm. And her thought was, it's an opportunity for daddies or grandpas, daddy figures, to take out their young ladies and show them what a nice date should be like and how that they should be treated. Mm-hmm. I just think that's kind of a neat concept.
Yes. Yeah. And some quality time one-on-one away from the rest.
It has definitely become like a tradition for many families. They look forward to it.
Yeah. It's a great event.
For sure, and it's very affordable too, $50.
It is, $50 for dinner, dance, and all kinds of goodies. That's true.
So get your tickets for that. Again, they're on sale now at the Hardin and Calvert Libraries, also the Art Center, and you can call and reserve those as well, calling the Art Center. So let's get to a quick break, and then we'll come back and visit some more with Susie and Leslie from the Marshall County Arts Commission right after this break.